This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, welcome into the Mark Cox Morning Show. Yes, I know. The text line lit up, the social media lit up when on my segment there about January 6th when I said it had been 6 years because I'm thinking 26, but you're right, 5 years, I'm sorry. Did the math wrong by a year. It is the anniversary of January 6th. So just let me get that out there, Kim, so I can be corrected. I can be correct in the wording that I use. But the facts remain. So I'll stand by those.
Just funny because we always have the text line open and you just never know what will get someone to actually text in. And then it's apparently when Mark says it's been 6 years instead of five.
That's okay because we suck. That's generally
the message. We haven't heard from him in a while.
We haven't? We generally get that message.
No, we miss him.
We were getting it daily there for a while on the text line, and I don't know what's happened to our listener who's clearly not happy with a lot of what we talk about here on the air. Imagine that. Hope you're having a good Tuesday morning. Weirdly warm out there. It's in the 50s this morning. Very strange. Like, I don't know that it's shirt sleeve weather yet, but it's going to be very shortly after being as cold as it got in that cold snap. You know there's some rain or something's coming before the end of the week, but enjoy it while you can. I think I'm going to change my oil today. Just take advantage of the good warm weather and get out there and get it done.
Yeah, it's time to do it.
I'm
or if you haven't taken down the outside Christmas decor,
yes,
today is the day.
Do it this week. Yeah, when's the last time we had weather like this in January? You gotta take advantage of it. All right, coming up, we are going to give away some Rascal Flatts tickets January 17th at the Enterprise Center. We'll do that for you here shortly. We got Ryan Schmelz, who's been covering what's going on up in Congress. Guess what? Forget Maduro for a minute. Forget all the Supreme Court arguments and the congressional hearings that are taking place today. Guess what might happen by the end of the month? The Democrats might shut down the government again. So we're facing a looming deadline. If they can't come to some sort of an extension or an agreement on the budget. So we'll find out what the odds are of that from our friend Ryan up in D.C. here in the next segment. John Lamping at the bottom of the hour. There's a lot going on in Jeff City. The legislative session starts tomorrow. Hundreds and hundreds of bills have been pre-filed. I don't know, 10 or 15 of them will get through the Senate. But at the end of the day, the big story is, will they start the steps this year to eliminate the state income tax? There are already Democrats in the Post being quoted today as they're going to bend over backwards. They're going to go to the mat to prevent that from happening because they've never met a tax they didn't like. But we'll find out from John what he thinks about the likelihood of that happening. We're trying to get the governor on the air for tomorrow, and he didn't want to talk about this until after his State of the State address for some reason. I don't know why, but they have not made him available to us for the show tomorrow. And my guess is it has something to do with keeping the powder dry on this whole issue of the state income tax being cut. So got Lampen coming up. We'll get to Ann on the news for you just a little bit later. I promise you that. But right now, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
I mean, 42% of the American people would oppose it if he cured cancer personally in the Oval Office tonight. I mean, there is a reflexive opposition to Trump. It is the entire platform of the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I don't know how you disagree with that. How do you listen to what Scott Jennings just said there and disagree with it? 40% of the people approve of taking Maduro, 42% don't, and 18% can't make up their minds.
I want to say that the way that this is being described, I think, is accurate. This is not a regime change. This is a demand for change of behavior by a regime. The interim government is stood up now, and we are hopeful that they will be able to correct their actions.
Yeah, let's hope so. Mike Johnson there yesterday commenting on the operation to take Nicolas Maduro out of Venezuela.
I don't want to mince words here. Donald Trump and his allies in Washington and in St. Paul and online want to make our state a colder, meaner place. They want to poison our people against each other by attacking our neighbors. And ultimately, they want to take away much of what makes Minnesota the best place in the country to raise a family.
Oh, they could take away some snow. That'd make it a better place to raise a family. Instead of calling it Snowgadishu, which is basically what it's turned into up in Minnesota. That was Tim Walz, who's not running for re-election. Guess what?
So this is all hands on deck, rest assured. It's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out.
Wow. Caroline Leavitt yesterday lighting them up. She's like, listen, we've sent all hands on deck into Minnesota to figure out what's going on. Here's the problem with this. This guy, who somehow they found somebody with a lower IQ than Kamala Harris, was almost the vice president of the United States. I say almost. He had a chance of being the vice president of the United States. Yeah, arguably dumber than Tim Kaine, who almost had a chance of being vice president of the United States. I don't know how the Democrats make up their mind about who they're running for vice president or president for that matter, right? They clearly chucked the IQ test a long time ago. That doesn't matter. Their intelligent quotient. We'll put them on the VP list. Honestly, here's the problem. There's evidence that Tim Walz knew what was going on and helped cover it up so the blowback didn't happen during the presidential election last year. That's why the story in Minnesota is important. And my guess is if Tim Walz knew about it and tried to soft pedal it, Keith Ellison, the attorney general up there, certainly must have had some idea what was going on. Here's the next question you have to ask. The next person up to be governor up there, I mean, Mike Lindell is a long shot. Let's face it. I think I'd love to see the guy get elected, but I don't think it's going to happen in Minnesota. Is Amy Klobuchar, the current senator, might throw her hat in the ring. Well, what are the odds that the senior senator from Minnesota didn't also know what was going on during the presidential election and did everything she could, certainly not to publicize it if she didn't do anything to cover it up, because she wouldn't want it to hurt her party's chances of winning a presidential election. I mean, you're talking about a state right now that is just fraught with fraud.
How deep does this go?
No kidding.
Right. And were these, I don't think they would be direct payments to Tim Walz, but he certainly had to have some sort of a benefit, some sort of a kickback, because there's just no way you can convince me he didn't know what was going on. And I do applaud the Trump administration. They're halting more than $10 billion in funding to five states, California, Colorado. I know Illinois is among those. And it's because they're giving illegals, people who aren't even citizens of the United States, some of these benefits.
Yeah, how much fraud has there been? Who knew it was that easy to apply for and get free government money? Like, nobody goes and checks when you apply and claim you have a daycare. And I heard the report from WTSP or whoever it is out of Minneapolis, St. Paul, saying, we've got it. We can't substantiate these rumors that there are no kids in any of these daycares. Well, okay. Most parents drop their kids off at daycare between 7 and 8 in the morning, and they pick them up at 5 in the afternoon. So you have about 8 hours there when you could go knock on the door of any of these daycares and find out if there are any munchkins in there.
And that's what Nick Shirley did.
And he didn't find any. But he did find a lot of evidence of $2 and $3 million grants from the federal government going to these people. And we found a lot of evidence, apparently, of brand new Teslas and overseas trips and champagne flowing by the people running these operations. There was fraud here. The scope of it still hasn't, they haven't even wrapped their arms around how much it is. And if it was happening there, you can bet your bottom dollar it's happening in a lot of these other blue states that looked the other way, because they want these, I wouldn't say they want the fraud, but they want the money that's going to flow back into Democrat campaigns who are willing to overlook this stuff in many cases. Not every case. There are a few people out there that have some morals, but it's clearly widespread in Minnesota. So that's why I played the bite from Caroline Leavitt there. I think that what she said last night is important. Pay attention to what's going on here. Listen to her one more time.
Because of these new details and this new reporting that has come to light, this is a all hands on deck across the entire government effort. We are surging resources. You saw today the Department of Homeland Security announced we have nearly 2,000 agents from the Homeland Security Investigations Team. The FBI is on the ground, and we're freezing money. HHS cut off funding for child care centers and for daycares. USDA Secretary Rollins has been asking Governor Walz to see the recipients of SNAP in his state. So this is all hands on deck, rest assured. It's a top priority for President Trump. And he believes that Governor Walz is criminally liable. And I think the Department of Justice is going to find out.
Wow. Powerful stuff there. We'll see what happens. Still waiting for a lot of other perp walks, so I guess I'll believe that one when I see it. All right, coming up, we'll get to Ryan Schmelz, find out what the likelihood is of the lights being turned off on the federal government again at the end of this month.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Kind of peacekeeping. I think Americans are very...
It depends on what happens. It depends a little bit on the
new administration, if you want to call it.
So do you see that pushback from Rodriguez and ultimately...
Well, I don't think there was pushback. I think that...
She called it...
Well, you know, you hear a different person than I hear.
Really? So you have spoken to her?
We talked to her, yeah.
Oh, you did speak.
They've been very good.
Because she called it kidnapping of Maduro.
It's all right. It's not a bad term. Go ahead.
So that was the president's reaction yesterday to the vice president from Venezuela calling what happened to Maduro a kidnap. He's like, well, we went in and took him in the middle of the night. You can call it what you want. It doesn't matter. It was a law enforcement activity. You can call it what you want. I don't care what you call it. He's in jail now, and he's not ruling Venezuela with an iron fist. It's kind of the whole thing here has sucked up all the oxygen in the room. There's a lot of other things going on in Washington, D.C. that are not being covered right now, probably because of this situation. We've got our friend Ryan Schmelz from Fox News Radio on the line this morning. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm good, my friend. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Yeah, let's hope it's a happy one. It certainly started off with a bang, for sure, down in Venezuela. And, you know, that's what everybody's focusing on right now. But I know there are hearings in Washington tomorrow, and there are discussions about the budget. I mean, there are a lot of other things going on.
No, we already had plenty to focus on, and just you factor in removing somebody from power with force to just add to all the fun that we're having here. It's exactly what we needed, right? You know, we started off with a hours-long briefing yesterday where you had the Gang of Eight. Briefing, you know, pretty much. So you had Hegseth there, Bondi, Rubio, a couple other administration officials briefing Schumer, Jeffries, Speaker Johnson, Leader Thune, and some of the chairs of the Intelligence and Foreign Affairs Committee. So we've gotten off to a pretty fast start already.
So the vote to extend government funding has to come by what, the end of January, I'm guessing.
Correct,
what are you hearing on that?
Well, they did just drop yesterday the next round of appropriations bills. So maybe not the most extensive or the most divisive funding topics that were involved there, but you have some agencies like the Department of Commerce, Department of Energy and whatnot that were involved in this. And it looks like it was negotiated in good faith. Top Democrat on the Appropriations Committee said that she's going to support this. So if in fact that's going to be the case, then these bills will probably pass. So that will make 12 or 6 of the 12 appropriations bills signed into law, funded through the end of September. So they still have a long ways to go to finish up everything by that end of January deadline. But this is at least another step to avoiding a shutdown.
And Ryan, what about a vote on any sort of the Obamacare subsidies? Because obviously they couldn't come to some sort of an agreement last year.
Right. So, yes, Kim. So we're expecting a vote this week on the Democrat proposal. So Democrats did a discharge petition where this is pretty much a tool they can use to go over Speaker Johnson's head. They need a Republican vote to do this. So they got a couple Republicans to sign on to this. It's a 3-year extension. This was actually already voted on in the Senate. It failed with 3 Republicans voting with Democrats on this. It's likely to face the same fate. So it will probably pass the House. But at the end of the day, it's not going to be able to get enough votes in the Senate. So it seems like they're still kind of in limbo about the Obamacare tax credits.
Wow. So, yeah, I would assume for the people that are going to be impacted by it, now that we're in January, that's going to happen.
It's already
pretty
happened.
It's already happening,
they're,
right?
They're expired. I mean, it's already
done at this
thing,
point.
So,
Yeah. You know, the talk of the I know they don't call it the Big Beautiful Bill anymore, but some of the tax cuts that brought with it kick in this tax year. So as you go to get your taxes done, some people probably by end of January, middle of February, are going to have their taxes filed already. They'll start to see some of those benefits then, right?
Exactly. Yes. No taxes on tips, no taxes on overtime. The original Trump tax cuts are now permanent on both businesses and individual income. And then there were also some green energy tax policies related to wind and solar that actually were taken away because of the new policy. So, yes, all that now goes into effect with the new tax year, which is now underway. And people start to see those impacts.
Well, that's, you know, you got everybody's talking about affordability. And the president, or at least I should say the administration, continues to argue, you got to give me a little more time because gas prices are dropping, maybe even more now that Venezuela has been impacted. But yeah, some of those things take time.
They certainly do. But yes, when we talk about the affordability issue, gas prices are cheaper than they were before. Overall prices on some other goods have not really probably seen the same impact that the Trump administration would like to see when it comes to, you know, inflation dropping and everything. But, you know, wages are rising. They're, you know, we've gotten some good job reports here and there. And of course, you know, now that the Trump tax cuts are taking effect officially, or the One Big Beautiful Bill Act is taking effect officially, the Trump administration is going to make the argument that those impacts are going to start to be felt. And of course, I think everyone's eyes are on November and if those numbers are going to go in the right direction before then.
Yeah, it's a good point. Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
All right. See you later. Ryan there up in D.C. for us. All right. Coming up, our friend John Lamping. Big legislative session starts tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In this present crisis, government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction.
People keep looking to government for the answer, and government's the problem. Government would shut the doors and sneak away for about 3 weeks. We'd never miss them.
Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want?
Freedom!
All right, we've got former Senator John Lamping with us right now. John, welcome back. Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Yo, I'm doing great, Mark. Kim, happy New Year to the both of you.
Well, thank you. Great to way to kick off a new year to have you on this morning. The legislative session starts tomorrow. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, of course, everybody pre-files hundreds of bills. Very few of those will ever see the light of day in terms of getting through the House and the Senate. But the big one is clearly the governor's effort to, or agreement to, try to get rid of the state income tax. What do you think the odds are of that happening this year?
I think it's pretty good, actually. I heard earlier that you had asked Mike Keogh, Governor Keogh, to come on your show this week, and he declined. What he's doing is he's actually pushed up the state address by at least a week, maybe even 8 or 9 days. I think it's next week, which is unusual. Usually it's the third or middle of the fourth week. And what that signals to everyone is that, you know, let's get to work. And normally, like, January is just a complete wasted month. I think we've talked about this before in your show. Missouri is one of about a half dozen states that goes longer than 90 days because they'll be in session till the middle of May. So they go 19 weeks. Most states, the vast majority of states, go about 3 months, so 12 weeks. And the ones that go past 12 weeks, it's a full-time job, and they go 10 months out of the year. And Missouri is one of these weird ones where we go, you know, almost five full months, which means there's way too much time to hang out and party down in Jeff City. So Mike is signaling to them, hey, we're starting everything a week or two earlier than traditionally done. And I think he recognizes the fact that he's going to need the better part of 19 weeks to get, if he's going to get this bill or this proposal through the legislature in 2026, it's going to take a big effort on his staff's part, his administration's part.
Right. Yeah, I said to Kim, my guess is he's trying to keep his powder dry until that State of the State address, because he knows everybody's going to, particularly the Democrats, will come out firing against this. They've never met a tax they didn't love. And we've got to be honest as well. If you're eliminating the state income tax, that money, some of that money's got to come from somewhere else. Is it a statewide sales tax? Where do you think that other source of income is?
It'll be mostly taxing things we don't traditionally tax. So all of our services, none of our services are taxed, and so I think some of that'll have to happen. There's a lot of things we don't tax. So, you know, we barely tax food in the state, and so that would have to change. If you look to the 11 or now 12 states, because Alabama's in the process of eliminating their income tax, there's a pretty good template of how you go about doing it when you eliminate the income tax. The Democrats will be a challenge to the process, but the real fight will be within the embedded establishment, not political establishment, but business establishment. There are all kinds of foods that are not taxed. That I sat in meetings where we're debating whether or not a Twix is a candy or a cookie, and it's important to understand what Twix is, because if it's a cookie, it doesn't get taxed. And so the fights like that will occur. This is the lobbying core, and I think it'll be Republicans will be the one that, if this doesn't happen, they'll be the ones that stop it, because they'll be operating on behalf of those special interests.
You and I had the opportunity at Show Me Institute to hear the great Art Laffer speak, and he talked about, of course, he's famous for the Laffer curve, which relates between tax rates and government revenue. And he pointed out all these other states that have done away with this and how the state's revenue has gone up. It gives people, they get to keep their money and decide how they're going to spend it. They're still going to buy goods and services. They're still going to pay taxes on those goods and services. They have more money to spend.
Yeah, the Laffer's great. The challenge with what he says is that it requires an intermediate or longer term analysis or view or the actual experience itself. The last state prior to Alabama moving to eliminate their income tax was Tennessee, and that was in 1959. And so when the tax gets eliminated, at first it kind of creates a lot of anxiety. So for example, like when you go to see your attorney when you're negotiating your multi-million dollar radio deal,
sure.
In the past, you haven't had to pay a tax on the service. And so if you actually have to pay a tax on the service or think about it, you have to pay a tax on tax preparation. You have to pay a tax. That'll cause a lot of anxiety and concern amongst taxpayers. But that's how it works when you don't pay an income tax. And so, I'm hopeful, but it's going to be very easy to it's going to be very easy to slow this thing down by just pointing out the ways in which we'll pay taxes on other things in exchange for the income tax. But what the elimination of the income tax does, obviously, is it promotes generating income. So it rewards working more than not working. And in the world in which we live today, with a kind of an aging population, and this happens all the time in Missouri, when we all save our whole careers and put money in these 401k plans and they turn into IRAs and we start taking money out of them, retirees, they leave jurisdictions that tax at the state level. So, you know, in Missouri, a lot of Missourians will leave and they'll take residency in Florida because when they're taking money from their IRAs, they avoid a 4 or 5% Missouri tax.
Yeah.
It almost can pay for the move itself. So it's really important that we level the playing field here in Missouri and don't create an incentive for retirees to take up residency in other places.
John, you brought something to our attention that I wasn't even aware of, and that relates to the CDSC funding, right? Was that right? Because obviously you had the whole debacle with the Chiefs, and they're ditching us,
and
they're right.
Yeah.
Well, now we don't know what is to come with the Royals, but the Chiefs are for sure going to Kansas because they got some sweet deal, and they did. You know, the Missourians wouldn't cough up enough money to pay for this new stadium. I mean, what was the situation with CDSC? Because vastly different from what played out with the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't think we can appreciate enough the approach that the Taylor / Kindle family took in bringing MLS soccer to St. Louis in a time when all these sports ownership groups, who, by the way, you have to be a billionaire, multi-billionaire to even own any of these teams anymore. And most of these team ownerships have leverage over some government, and they're out negotiating the most sweetheart deal possible. And there's no better example than the Chiefs deal. I think it's probably the worst deal for any government to have negotiated. But here in St. Louis, it's just so wonderful. The Taylor family, Kindle family have done so many great things for us, but not least of which is they brought the soccer team to St. Louis. They've invested almost $1 billion. They will certainly invest over $1 billion when it's all said and done. And they haven't asked for any government support in any way other than, I think, having the highways connect to the facility, which you would do as a municipality anyhow. So it really is. They are the rare exception to the rule. And I think we can't applaud them enough. And in my mind, you know, they're worth billions as a family, and they know how to behave, and they know how to you know, thank God for their blessings. And they brought something to St. Louis that hopefully we can do well with and assets of the community. And they didn't ask for any money. I think it's so important that we acknowledge them.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that doesn't mean that 20 years from now, when the city stadium needs an upgrade, they won't go back and ask for some of that money, because now it's state law, right? They would qualify for it, right?
Well, the fact of the matter is they could have qualified for monies before.
To begin with,
and,
yeah.
They certainly could have pushed the agenda, and I don't expect they will. I think that there was a time in our country, and there's no better place to look than in St. Louis, when the wealthy spent their time and energy later in life building churches and not building stadiums. And they donated to those efforts, and they understood where their money came from ultimately, and they behaved accordingly. And sadly, we're in a time now where the wealthy just try to figure out ways that they become more wealthy on the public dime. So there's no this will be the greatest example of corporate welfare. If this Chiefs deal goes through, it looks like it's going to go through. It's just remarkable what they've done. And they'll look you in the face and say, well, it's the law. I mean, we didn't make them give us the money, but it's just sad that a family worth $25 billion is going to get another two or three from the state of Kansas.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. Hey, before I let you go, we're getting lots of questions on the Facebook page here this morning. Back to the issue of, let's say we eliminate the state income tax. I know they'll have to phase that in. When you talk about a tax on services, what all might that impact? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Well, that's a challenge. So when you propose a tax on services, then each individual service group will come out and say, well, that's fine if you tax services, but you can't tax our service. So, for example, the most powerful lobbying group is the real estate, the realtors and their association. And they've already passed a constitutional amendment that says you can't tax real estate, the fees that they charge for real estate services. So what Mike's going to have the biggest challenge with is any entity that's going to that's not taxed now that becomes taxed, they're going to fight tooth and nail to exempt themselves from this process. So that's going to be the challenge. You know, if this, you know, Mike is a very moderate political ideology. His philosophy is very moderate. If he can pull this off, it'll be the most conservative thing that anyone's done on the economic front in Missouri, in the history of Missouri. And so, you know, I support all of his efforts and hope he prevails. But it will be a very long, hard fight. It would be extraordinary if it were to be finalized in just one session. But
yes,
but we'll see. Maybe he can get this done.
Very good. John, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you.
Oh, great being back with you. Take care.
You bet. We'll see you. John Lamping there. And we'll be back with in other news right after this.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
A scene from the show Jack Ryan from 2019 is getting shared all over the place because it has a lot of similarities to what's happening right now in Venezuela. Listen to a clip from this scene.
Venezuela? Anybody? Nope. Oh, yeah. One guy in the back. A little worried about Venezuela. Everybody's cool with Venezuela? No threat? Okay. Let me ask you this. Which one of these places can claim to have the largest oil deposit on the planet? More than Saudi? More than Iran?
It's Venezuela. He actually is showing a chart, and it has Venezuela number one.
Yeah. With that, with oil reserves, with natural resources, with all of that. And yet it's effectively was run by Maduro and China and Russia and Cuba. So I love that. Somebody pointed that out to me. My friend Jim sent it to me. And I remember watching the series, but it's been like 5 years ago. So
same.
I didn't remember that specific episode. So I'm glad you pointed that out. Hey, listen, Sue, I know, are you Sue with us?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I know we've talked a lot about our concerns over AI. I mean, I know it's got its good and it's got its bad.
Yes.
Here's where it might help us. American Airlines is continuing to test an AI-powered system that will allow it to delay parting flights so that passengers who are running late on their connections have a better chance of making those connections.
Oh, that's interesting.
So in other words, they would let AI look at who's on board an incoming flight, see what their connections are, and if that particular flight's running late, it would step in and delay the next flight, the next leg, until they could get from point A to point B.
That's great, as long as it doesn't mess up everybody else's.
Right?
You know what I mean?
Compounding
itself until like the whole system is screwed up for the rest of the day.
There's got to be some human touch to that to step in and say, no, we're going to let this flight go.
Exactly.
And then the computer voice is going to say, sorry, Dave, I can't do that.
Sorry, Dave. Oh, my gosh.
All right, Mark, I know you're a big coffee drinker. But apparently the best coffee in America is not in those cute little chic coffee shops that I know you love to go
Shocker.
To.
Oh, I
know.
I go to Starbucks every day.
Yeah,
I get my Starbies.
You love those $8 lattes. But this Fox News article says it's actually the best coffee showing up at gas stations.
What?
They're saying that like Wawa and Bucky's have really reset expectations for what gas station coffee can be. And that people are really finding that some of the best coffee drinks, they're in those little like food trucks that you might find parked behind a gas station or in a random parking lot.
Hey, I gotta say, places like QT and all, they've stepped up their game. Yeah. They really have.
And they're cheaper.
Comes to coffee. Well, I don't, they're certainly cheaper than a Starbucks. I know. Not as cheap as making it at home like I do every day. I'm just saying.
I went dairy free, the other day and I tried an oat milk latte yesterday. Not good.
How do you get milk out of an oat?
I don't want to know because it would probably gross me out.
Enlighten me. I would love to know.
It's not good.
Philip Rivers. I love the story of Phil Rivers. He was retired. His NFL quarterback, Indianapolis, gets their quarterback injured. They bring him back. He didn't even play the last game because their playoff hopes are over, so they were giving their rookie quarterback a chance to play, and he did a really good job. Now they're thinking that Phil Rivers might be a head coaching candidate. Like all he's coached so far is a high school team.
Wow.
But they're now literally talking about him, that not only did he save his own NFL relevance by coming back, he got five more years of insurance for his 10 kids covered by the NFL, and now he might be considered for an NFL head coaching job.
What a comeback.
How about that? That's great.
I love this story about Philip Rivers. But I also love this story about a near-naked bandit in Georgia who is running around caught on surveillance video wearing nothing but a tablecloth. He was arrested for a string of car burglaries.
Why was he nude?
The near-naked bandit. Well, when you're on drugs, Mark, that's what tends to happen. You don't make good decisions. They do say that they think that he may have been exposed to chemicals while inside one of the cars. They haven't specified which chemical, but you can probably draw your own conclusion.
Yeah. I'm guessing that that was a self-induced chemical exposure, right? Not something in the car. This happened to be in the car.
Imagine being the officer who had to arrest him, because when he has his hands behind his back, that little tablecloth cover in his area, well, that's going to drop.
Probably fell off, didn't it? Wow. That'd be another downside of having to be a police officer, I'm telling you. God bless all of you who do that for a living. Absolutely. All right, coming up, we're going to get to our friend Todd Pyro, host of Fox and Friends First. It is 2A Tuesday, a big court ruling yesterday affecting the left-wing state of California. The crazies in California just got smacked down by a federal court. We'll talk to Mark Walters about that. A little later, our friend Ryan Wiggins is going to join us. We'll be back, and we'll give away some Rascal Flatts tickets, I promise.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.